I'm David Benedetto, and today I'll be talking summer cocktails and more with Suzanne Corsi, owner of Martine's Lounge Metairie, co-owner of Tavolino Pizza and Lounge in Algiers Point, and proprietor of the classic mid-city haunt Pal's Lounge. Suzanne, how's it going today?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I'm glad we can make this happen.
Thank you for having me.
One of the reasons I wanted to talk to you today is to talk a little bit about summer cocktails and drinks. And, you know, being in Louisiana, it is a little bit unbearable at times.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some recommendations for people to drink to kind of cool off and also enjoy themselves?
Well, I mean, there is a myriad of different drinks that we have. One that we have right now at Pal's, which is just killing it, is our rosé lavender lemonade. And it's a combination of rosé wine. We use a rose cordial syrup, some lemonade, and we just kind of mix all that together, add some fresh juices, and voila, you have the lovely floral and refreshing rosé lavender lemonade.
What do you feel about, like, kind of the tiki drinks craze?
Tiki drinks I love. I wouldn't say it's my forte. We have one on the Pal's menu, which is really good. It was created by Laura Walsh, and it's called the Contiki. And it's made with a tepache liqueur, Bayou Satsuma rum, the Iver Amer liqueur, which is from Bitterman's, and Polynesian Kiss Bitters, which is from El Guapo. And then we add pineapple juice and lime. And it's definitely not your traditional, you know, super sweet tiki drinks, which kind of, you know, maybe in past years they kind of got real syrupy. And those are good, you know, when you're in the mood and you're like, maybe you're out at a place that has hamburgers and they have sort of big things of tiki drinks, and those are great. But now people are really, again, thinking about their tiki drinks and adding just the right amount of, you know, bitter and sweet and refreshing. And so this has a lot of weird stuff in it. The Iver Amer liqueur is very strange. Mm. But when you add just the right amount to this Contiki tiki drink, it's refreshing and delightful and, you know.
What do you think are the essentials for a good summer cocktail?
A good summer cocktail for me personally would probably involve some sort of fruity citrus thing happening and a float of club soda or sparkling wine, because it's refreshing and light and yummy.
I know there are a lot of restaurants and bars out there, specifically in this city, with a culture so focused on food and drink.
Yes.
As a business owner, as someone that really deeply cares about drinks and the culture and the neighborhoods associated with that, how do you stand out in all that?
You give it your identity as a neighborhood place, and people feel like they're part of your family, and they will just continue to come in and love you and support you.
What does dive mean to you?
I love a dive bar.
Yeah.
I never want Pal's to be too divey.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know, exactly what that means, but it's not too bright and shiny, although Pal's is very clean and well-maintained.
Yes.
it's not too bright and shiny. It's not in your face of like, hi, I'm your server and I'm going to be waiting on you tonight. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just more like a little bit dimly lit. You know, maybe you go in there and sit in the corner and you're quiet with your friends or your girlfriend. It's just, you know, funny things that they have all over and characters, you know, characters that come in and characters behind the bar, but people that you love and, yeah, imperfectly perfect. It's just like that.
And where can people find more information about your various establishments?
You can find us online. Of course, we're the only one that actually has a website at present is Pal's, and we just got it this year.
Oh, nice.
So we're sort of Luddites. But you can find all of us on Facebook, some of us on Instagram. You can also find us on Yelp, Google+. You can find us everywhere.
That was Suzanne Corsi, owner of Martine's Lounge, Tavolino Pizza, and Pal's Lounge in Mid-City. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. This is really great. I appreciate it.
In New Orleans, I'm David Benedetto.